Finally you've come. I filed an FIR 1 week ago.
Inspector Khan.
Inspector Khan.
Your report says that your husband was last seen at a dhaba.
That one. You can see the sign from here. Uttamda Dhaba. He went there at 9. When he wasn't home by 12, I went in. He was nowhere to be seen.
Madam, how do you know your husband didn't go somewhere else?
I was having him followed.
Why? Are yaar. Please.
He used to sneak off all the time. God knows what he was up to. I paid the chai wala to follow him.
Pallavi! Where are my teeth?
Coming, Amma. Please, find my husband. We need him. We all need him.
Where can I find this chai wala?
Inspector Madam Ji, I was watching the dhaba without moving eyes for 1 minute.
And Mr. Shetty never came out, you're sure?
100% sure. I was here whole time. Pure vakt main yahan pe hi khada tha.
Dekh, if you're lying to us.
No lies, sir ji. Mrs. Shetty pay me good money to watch her husband. I do job with honor. Main imandari se kaam karta hun. Would you like to try my chai, Inspector Sahab? Huh?
Are you the owner of the restaurant?
You police wallas are back.
What do you mean?
I paid you people last week. You are ruining me.
We're here to ask you about Mr. Suresh Shetty.
Shetty. Look, please sit. Sit. Salim, Aftab. Bring the inspectors our fresh kebabs. I thought you had come to ask for bribes.
Look, as I see it, our country today is facing a leadership crisis. People are looking to individuals, not political
These
parties.
These politicians, they talk about a bright future, a new India. See, maybe it's new for the rich. Nothing changes for us.
Mostika, Nizami Chikka.
Kuch thanda?
Nahi.
Cold drink?
Nahi.
Pani?
Ha.
If we can get some green chutney.
Was Mr. Shetty here on the night of the 15th?
Yes. Yes, he was here. We were all watching the triangular series match final.
Chutney.
Wow.
And you don't remember seeing him leave?
No. He didn't even pay his bill, bataiye.
Who else was here?
Two other customers and both my waiters.
Okay, we need to question everyone who was here that night.
Ji, but please don't detain my boys all day trying to run a business.
We'll try our best. Nakul, get forensics to come in here and have a look. What are you doing?
What, yeah? They're damn good.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat anything from here if I were you until...
You think?
Yes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Son of bastard.
We came here,
madam, about 6:30. 6:37. Match started at 8 o'clock, so...
Yeah,
so you were both here all night watching the match.
What a match, madam. They were 280 for 3 in 28 overs. I mean, we thought it was a guarantee win.
A tragedy, madam. Total tragedy. I had money also on them.
Neither of you saw Mr. Shetty leave.
Madam. If he left when Dhoni was scoring that century, na, not even God would have seen him.
Only assuming God is a cricket fan, na, madam. Otherwise, not.
So he was.
Khan, you need to see this.
Madam.
Under the tandoor.
Pandit, give me the tweezers.
Kya main?
Chimti dena.
Kya ho raha hai yahan pe? Kya laga rakha hai kab se subah? Kya kar rahe hain aap? What is going on, madam? Kya kar rahe hain?
Javed Mian, I think the tooth fairy missed this one.
What are you trying to prove? Maybe one of my waiters lost a tooth.
Funny bag. Get this to the lab immediately. Javed, this is not looking good for you.
Are you both mad? Why would we do anything to that sala loser Shetty?
This restaurant is now a crime scene. We're shutting you down till we're done with our investigation.
Hello, boss. I suggest you take that pure halal sign down. Just till we get to the bottom of this. Hmm?
You're late, Baba. I was beginning to worry. Who's this?
Mr. Fernandez. Poor fellow. Was not very good looking even when he was alive. He's going to need a lot of makeup for the funeral. Where have you been?
Work.
How will you ever find a nice boy if you work nights?
You always worked nights and you found Mr. Gomes.
But he was a night watchman. If you insist on working all the time, at least look out for a decent policeman to marry.
A decent policeman? I have a better chance of finding a decent criminal.
What about that fellow who picks you up sometimes?
Nakul, he's a bear.
Bears are cuddly.
Good night, Mrs. Gomes.
Oh, Alia, I picked up your laundry. It's there on the top of the stairs.
You left your pills in your pocket again?
Hi, Papa.
Alia, I'm worried about you.
I'm fine, Papa.
These pills you keep taking,
they help me.
Help you what? You used to have friends, you know. You were so talkative. You laughed all the time. What happened to you, Alia?
You know what happened.
You're stronger than you think.
I'm going to bed now.
Oh, Alia. Always check your pockets before you hand your clothes in. You can tell a lot about someone by what you find in their pockets.
This way. These are my husband's clothes on the left side of the cupboard.
Do you mind if I look through them?
Do whatever you want. Can't believe this is happening to me. I'm stuck with 5 children, my parents and his parents too. How am I supposed to do this by myself? Every day I curse that man. What is it?
Are these...
Oh, you found his lottery tickets.
Did he buy them often?
Every day. You're such a stupid optimist. One day our lives will change, he would say. Then you won't be angry with me. He had no money to feed the family, but he kept buying them. Such a selfish man. Even when he was alive, he was selfish.
Hello, Alia Begum. Is that a new perfume you're wearing?
I've been in a tandoori restaurant all day.
The smell of meat must really suit you then.
Disgusting, Popo. Did you get me what I wanted?
Right here. National Lotto winners, last 6 months. And guess whose number came up the day of the murder?
You're kidding me.
It's right there, Suresh Shetty.
Were the winnings collected?
Yeah, that afternoon.
Hey, Khan. Forensics just got back to me. The tooth from the tandoor and the hair from Shetty's clothes are a match.
So they took the money and made him into kebabs, right?
What would you do if you won the lottery?
I'd be in Hawaii. In my swimming trunks. Wasting money on booze and lap dances.
You've obviously thought about this a lot.
You got to have a plan, Khan? Poor bastard. Died before he had a chance to spend his money.
Oh, it's you people again.
Okay, boss. We need some answers.
Listen, I have told you before I had nothing to do.
What did you do with the body, huh? What? Huh? Was he even dead when you put him in the room?
I don't know what you...
Who else is involved?
I don't know.
What?
Hello? Popo? Yeah?
What?
Are you sure? Just a minute. But it could be someone else with the same name, right? Yes. Okay. Okay, thanks,
Pete. How did I find the tool there?
Mere ko kya
malum? Why did you kill Shetty? Tell me.
Nakul.
What?
I need to talk to you now.
Yeah, what? Tell me.
Outside.
You stay right here and don't move. What are you doing? He was just about to talk.
15th of September, a Suresh Shetty caught a flight from Delhi to Bangkok.
Must be someone else. There is no way he left the dhaba. That chai wala was watching him the whole time.
from that tea stand, right?
Yeah, right there. See? Perfect view. There is no way he would have missed him coming out.
Yeah, but we've only got his word for it.
Arey, we found Shetty's tooth under the oven. What more do we need for proof?
Oh, God. We're such idiots.
Huh?
How could we miss that?
Miss what?
Look, there's a TV store right there.
Ah, so?
It was the night of the big match, Nakul. All those TVs would have been airing it. There would have been a big crowd there. You really think the Chaiwala would have never taken his eyes off the dhaba?
You mean the Shetty?
I'm going back to the station.
Arey, but what do I do with that bastard Javed?
We've got nothing on him. I'm going to call every hotel in Bangkok.
I'm coming with you. Ah, Shetty. Abey Shetty. S-H-E-T-T-Y.
Hi, do you have a Mr. Suresh Shetty staying
no.
with you?
Okay, thank you.
I think we got him. Mr. Shetty, this is Inspector Khan calling from Mumbai.
What do you want?
Your wife filed a missing persons report.
Yeah, so?
This is Mr. Suresh Shetty from 145 Garage Road, right?
What do you want from me?
Your wife is worried about you.
That is not my concern.
Not your concern? You faked your death. You planted your tooth so we wouldn't search for you.
So, what is your point exactly?
You abandoned your wife and wasted our time, Mr. Shetty.
And what will you do about that, Inspector? Huh? There is nothing you can do.
Thailand, huh? I hope he drowns there.
Javed, there's no need to shut down your restaurant.
My business is over, Inspector.
Look, we'll talk to everyone. Tell them that we made a mistake.
Doesn't matter what you say now. Would you go to a restaurant where it was suspected that a man was cooked in the tandoor? I don't think so.
This is Wake Up India on 89.9 FM. I'm Farah Karachiwala. And speaking of waking up, I'm here with Mr. Wake Up India himself.
It's okay.
Very handsome and charming.
It's collateral damage, Khan.
Vikram Naresh. Welcome.
We get paid, we do our job.
Thank you.
Is that why you became a police officer?
Your favorite song from the 80s?
What do you want to do?
From some of our listeners.
Change the world.
But you know, Farah.
Then you should have become a politician.
Young people
like this guy.
Writing in, wanting to know about politics, wanting to participate in their future.
So, Chief Minister, that's a no comment. Huh?
Look, right now I just want to focus on being the Chief Minister of Maharashtra. We'll get to the elections when they happen.
So, if you've just tuned in, I'm sitting here with the Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Vikram Naresh. We have a tweet from him.